This whole thing was a shakedown. And there's no way they'd land five felons in the same room.
This is Jeff Bell.
This is Jake Weiniger.
This is Forrest Shaw.
This is J.C. Carter.
I am Eric Effington.
And this is The Left Show.
The guy's finger my asshole tonight.
Is it Friday already?
This week on The Left Show, your intrepid heroes discuss homunculus presidential wannabe John Huntsman throws adorable punches at the other Republican contenders as only very, very short people can do. Rick Perry is an idiot and other tales as told by old school Republicans before their world went mad. Special guest Emily Bingham Tollinghead holds her own against the crushing pressure of uber-manly madnesses wielded by your intrepid left show titans. And back in the news, for all the wrong reasons, closeted witch and enemy to all things good on this planet, if you know what I mean, Christine O'Donnell begins her tour of storming offsets across these beloved United States in Utah, of all places. All this and more on this next exciting episode.
I want to know why 27 men died on that pier for what looks to be $91 million worth of dope that wasn't there.
This is The Left Show.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Children.
All right, anybody outside of the immediate family?
I would take a bullet for William Shatner.
Ew. I would shoot that bullet.
It's,
and then
not
I would shoot it right back.
Shit.
Let's see who
Wait,
else. I would take a bullet for Bruce Campbell, but I wouldn't have to because he'd catch it out of thin air.
With chopsticks, no less.
Probably. Let's see, my kids, my dad.
It's still immediate family.
Brenda.
Still kind of
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm thinking.
Uh-huh.
You got to come up with something
my
better.
My dogs. I'd take a bullet for my dogs.
That's still immediate family.
That's both dogs. That's including my wife's dog. Whom I call Dummy, because he's a dummy.
That's extended family right there. It's
Nathan.
Yeah, there's four legs. I got two. They're obviously in from out of town.
Nathan Fillion, Alan Tudyk.
No.
Jewel
no,
State,
like
Marina
both.
Baccarina.
I
yes,
don't know
yes.
any of these names.
Well, I'd pretty much take a bullet for most ladies.
I'd take a bullet for anybody in the Firefly cast. I would.
I'd take a bullet for John Lennon.
Oops. You're applying for a job far, far too late. That's what you're doing.
I tried.
You did.
I did my best.
You're a trier.
Aww.
I'm a big trier.
You know what Yoda said about trying?
Wait.
Let
me think if I could come up with it.
Can you? Could you do a Yoda?
No.
Where's the pickle jar?
We're not going to swear. We are going to go this whole episode without swearing.
Why?
Without a single drop in the swear jar?
Right.
I don't believe it.
No. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning into The Left Show. That's it for this week. Told you we could do
Thank
it.
That is the
me,
height
Jeff.
Of the entertainment right there.
Hey, welcome to The Left Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jeff. We are joining this week from the world headquarters of the Defenestor Media Group. Joining me on, you're not even to my left or my right. You're right across the table from me. Once again, the executive producer of The Left Show, Forrest Shaw, ladies and gentlemen.
Woohoo!
I'm here like always and always yours.
It's you are always mine.
I am
always yours.
Do you promise that?
Yep.
Also joining me to my immediate right, Eric Ethington from PrideInUtah.com.
Ole.
Hey, have you been podcasting at all lately?
No, I have. Last podcast I did was March, I think.
You should do some again.
I know I should be doing some again. I don't have time.
Well,
and there are things holding me back because there are things that I want to be saying.
Heroin,
that I want to
cocaine.
No.
Horse.
I'm a very opinionated
Horse?
Person.
Horse.
And I have
Horse.
Some attacks that I want to be out blogging and podcasting about, but
attacks.
Because of certain circumstances, I have to make sure I'm not saying
work.
Anything too bad right now. Yes, thank you. I am. Because
I got to tell you,
I
am constantly looking for work and clients, and I have found that my body of personal work. Because you know what? I'm one of those people. It's like, I don't like anonymity on the internet. I respect it, and I think that you can have it. However, I'm a guy who signs my name to all my attacks. It's what I do.
Yeah.
And that has made it very, very hard to find work in this idiot state.
So, in an attempt not to fall into the same puddle hole that Jeff has,
yep,
I'm trying to be good for the moment.
So, I'm jumping ahead. Do you hold it?
Jump.
We have
jump.
A special guest. How? What? Which? I don't.
Who
I'm trying to
you?
Think of how because You have secrets. You're a mysterious person.
Which hat am I wearing today? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I want to talk about all your hats, including the secret one, but okay. We'll let that one go for now.
Okay.
You can all wonder. But Emily Bingham Hollingshead.
Thank you
no
for using
hyphen,
my
and yet for some reason we have to use
Thank
all
you
three
for
names.
Use, no, it's important.
You know, without a hyphen, though, you're just another serial killer waiting to happen.
Or I could be a general authority.
That's Whoa. Not going to happen.
But that's what
it
they
could.
Do.
No, well, no, because you have to have a middle initial.
No. Okay, I have one of those.
Well, you do, but you don't use that. You
I know,
use
the
whole
thing.
Name.
Yeah.
So... That's all. Anyway, okay. You were the communications director for the Utah State House Democratic Caucus.
That's correct.
What do you do? Do you want to talk about what you do now, or should we leave it there and move on?
I do all kinds of things.
You are. You used to run Cedar City Sidewalk.
I still do that.
What the hell was it called? Did
Cedar
I get that
City
right?
Cedar City Sidewalk, website, design, marketing, PR, small business.
Almost
stuff.
As good as me.
Almost.
I flip stuff around. You use more flowers. I use, you know, more straight lines.
I did a site with guns on it once.
Did you?
Yeah.
And
knives,
her most
guns.
Important achievement, she is the first female guest host of The Left Show.
That's it. That's the one I was going to
special
put on my
special guest host.
Special uh-huh. guest host.
Special. Means,
super
if
special.
If you hear about her, I've got a feeling it will be after the next election. Not municipal, but statewide election cycle. I have a feeling... After this, we're not going to hear from Emily for about a year or so.
It's quite possible.
Who knows? Yeah.
She's
I know.
The birth special.
Anyway, welcome to The Left Show. We are a little tired this week. At least I am. We spent yesterday, Saturday, recording at Night Flight Comics. We're out in the hot, bright sunshine, which I just do not care for at all. I'm whiny, I'm bitchy about it. But we had a good time yesterday, and so we're coming back today with our political stuff because we didn't, I think we had less than 45 seconds of anything political yesterday.
I think we started out just getting the vulgarity out of our systems.
Bachman.
I think it was pretty much done at that point.
Frothy mix.
Perry. We don't even have the swear jar today.
We don't.
It went home with Jake because it was his pickle jar and his quarters. So we're going to try and behave ourselves, see if we can get that explicit tag removed off our iTunes listing. Though I don't
if
really
not
care.
For one episode.
Yeah.
One hey. Episode would be nice. And Jeff is on autoplay.
This is how well I do voices, people. I'm doing this all at the same time.
It's fantastic. I'm pulling up a website and... All my soundboards for editing something else just popped up and started playing themselves. So,
I need wow. to complain to somebody at the Defend a Strip Media Group about that.
Yeah, I'll send them a letter it's somewhere in their corporate bureaucracy.
A letter of condemnation.
Bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy.
I told you, I'm exhausted.
Bureaucracy. What?
Bureaucracy. He said bureaucracy.
So I want to start out. I want to start out with well, that's sitting next to me.
Yes.
Well, according to every right-wing politician in this state. I want to start out with something a little more entertaining. And then we'll move from this into deeper and deeper realms of sad and pathetic in the next, 40 minutes. So this week saw yet another, let's say abomination. I'm going to run with that word right now. on something that has been protected by our Constitution... I think because our founding fathers could never, in their wildest imaginations, have ever put together something as completely messed up as Fox News Corp. They couldn't. I don't think any of them. And these are people who had slaves, you know? And they still couldn't think of anything this bad to write in the Constitution. No Australians owning news networks in America. I mean it. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, you know.
That's buried in the archives somewhere.
Hancock, written 9 feet tall on that particular
piece of
paper. And
he said, I really mean it.
Yeah. We're not dicking around on this one. Slaves, we'll work on that.
Fox, never.
Never.
So Fox viewers this week were treated to what had started out as kind of a funny little poll talking about I don't even know where to start on this. It's so insanely boneheaded. But there, a study came out, and it was put together by a group of people, and one of the guys on that group was happened to work at NASA, and it was whether or not we should build weapons to protect ourselves from alien invasion or work on global warming. And
not meaning aliens from south of the border.
And so,
right.
Anyway, the cryon on Fox and Friends read, NASA, global warming may provoke an alien attack. it wasn't a NASA study, but basically it was a study that postulated that that aliens may attack the humans over climate change. And it was basically something for Fox News to just jump into. And it really wasn't anything very serious, and it really wasn't a very scientific poll. But the next thing you know, what's that blonde twit's name on there?
I thought it was Blonde Twit.
It very well could be. I mean, that certainly fits with it. It was Gretchen Carlson.
Oh, yeah.
So she...
Megyn Kelly?
She could be...
Isn't it Carlisle?
It could be any of them.
I think it's Gretchen Carlisle.
So anyway,
as you can see, we all watch Fox.
Yeah, the blonde constantly. Lady, Fox, whatever, goes nuts. And I'm going to read this from the report. NASA distanced itself from the report, calling reports linking to the agency not true. Megyn Kelly corrected it that afternoon. She said, I was making that up, which she wasn't. Before she did that, though, what she did was she told her viewers to go to the website and vote on a poll as to whether or not we should respond to this particular study. I use those radio tools, air quotes. immediately increase efforts to curb greenhouse gases or develop weapons to kill the aliens first or gently suggest scientists research how to create jobs.
So the option is, do we protect ourselves from aliens or do we fight global warming?
Well, do we protect ourselves from something that's happening or do we protect ourselves from something that may happen but only like 30% of the population of the world that has televisions, you know, believes will happen, or do we throw in a smart-ass and snarky, you know, jab at the fact that American unemployment's still almost at 10%, and, you know, it was something not to worry about until the black guy took office, and now suddenly, you know, Fox is all worried about jobs. We didn't care. It didn't matter that unemployment was in the teens when their guy was in his last days. They're like, no, it's nothing. It's a blip. And then the black guy takes office, and they're like, holy crap.
That's nice. Whoa. I was going to clink
for
you.
We need some jobs. And so in order to make jobs, the first thing we need to do is harass the gays and run out the Mexicans, because to Republicans, everybody that lives south of Texas is a Mexican, no matter what country you come from. You
or
know,
you're
I,
Cuban.
Yeah, I got in a, you know, I got in a Twitter fight the other day with some jackass that basically, you know, he's like, he's talking about how we need to not do amnesty, we need to make our changes to the Constitution, and it was a whole Anchor Babies thing, and I'm like, seriously, you know, what's your problem? Why do you hate everybody south of Texas, and why do you hate everybody that's not a white Christian? And he's like, why would you do that? You're discriminating. I'm like, what the hell am I discriminating against? You don't like Mexicans, and you don't like Muslims. You're discriminating against tan people and people who believe in a different imaginary friend than you. And he just lost his mind.
Well, you're not respecting biblical beliefs here, Jeff.
No,
and,
I'm not.
And by
nor will I. I cannot be made to.
Why don't you just tell them not to worry about it, because they're all going back anyway because we've screwed our country up enough.
You know what? They really are. They're running over there.
They are. Oh. They're going home.
Like, screw this. Mexico
it's
better, is better.
It's better there now. Once you're, you know, 100 miles over the border,
you're home free.
It's
yeah,
better.
There's kind of a war zone in between getting out of here and getting back to the good jobs in Mexico.
Right, yeah.
Chrysler, GM, most of our industrial trades have shipped out of there. The problem is that Mexico now, you know, with its 100 peso a day thing, is turning out to be too expensive. So we're shipping a lot of this industry and trade off to islands that really have no government. They're not even commonwealths. They're not like Puerto Rico. a bunch of these Pacific islands. They're like protectorates. We supposedly keep an eye out for them. I mean, yeah. Al Franken covered this before he was even a senator in his book, Lying Liars. And American textile industry is basically using slave labor in Pacific islands shipped over from China. Taiwan, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, all these people, they get pushed into these factory compounds and they don't leave.
Well, no, that's the problem. No, they do. Do go in there, and then, you know, the everybody starts getting employed there, and more corporations go in there, and then all of a sudden their wages go up because there's more people in demand and there aren't enough jobs to fill them, and then everybody leaves and ruins the whole place.
And sure. Remember when we say wages go up, like this whole 100 peso a day rule, please remember that's 100 pesos.
Right. Not
100, I was being flippant. I honestly don't know what a guy working for GM Mexico makes. The problem that I have with shipping all that work off to the protectorate nations is that while we're using slave labor, basically, low-wage slave labor, third-world labor, undervalued labor, they can still put a made-in-the-USA flag on their tag. Because this thing, no matter what conditions it's made under, is still being made on an island that's an American protectorate. It was a whole big stink with Tom DeLay and Abramoff and all of that crap that got swept under the rug. It falls back to... There are reasons that I get upset with Democratic leadership that have very little to do with whether or not I think they are spine-worthy, and one of those is this. We have American products being made by basically Asian prisoners who've committed no crime on protected soil of an American Pacific interest that we're really not interested in because we don't fly planes like that anymore.
Until it comes time to vote, then we care.
Yeah, and so this has been known about. It's one of Washington's loudest secrets. Nobody's doing anything about it. We haven't had a change. We took over the Congress in 2006 and nothing happened. We got the presidency in 2008 and nothing's happened. And, you know, now we're in this big thing of turmoil where we're talking about where the hell are all our American jobs. And these jobs are actually, because, again, they're in these protected areas of U.S. interest, they're counted on the rosters with the Labor Department as American jobs, filled American jobs. And they're not skewing it much, just by several tens of thousands of people, but they're still...
Not much.
Slaves. It's disgusting. It's immoral. If you want to hear more about it, go catch Al Franken's book, Lying Liars and the Lies That They Lie About and Lie. I don't know why I'm blanking on that title. I am desperately reading behind...
The Lies That Tell Them?
Oh, there. It's right there behind your head. Oh, I can't see it. Lies and the Lying Liars That Tell Them.
Sounds right.
I'm scanning like the shelves, the bookshelves behind Forrest Head, going, where the hell is that book? Where the hell is that book?
He oh, clink, hell. Clink.
So, no, hell is fine. It's a geographical location, even if imaginary. So, we have, I think we're just going to take this as kind of a parade and a cavalcade of moronic Republican behavior. Cool. I'm going to kick over to Eric here in a few minutes, because he's got a couple of doozies that actually have a nice little Utah bent. But, so... Fox News has us ready to start fighting aliens. I don't know why you try and hide the sound.
I want a blaster.
I don't know why.
Yes, we drink.
You guys, it's funny too, because I don't.
You do.
Mountain Dew.
That's Mountain Dew, well, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't drink during the show.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but he gets all Beavis and butthead-y and like, you can hear it every episode. At some point, Jeff is going to
Yeah, it's
pop.
About the time you hit about 8 or 9 of your 12-pack. That's when I start getting a little bit aggro. So we're ready to fight aliens. Thanks to Fox News.
As we should be. I've seen the movie.
Seriously, what do you think the chances are that most of the Nimrods that watch that station probably thought they were talking about Mexicans?
You know what?
I'm sure they...
I will say I am heavily in support of making sure that we have the Daniel Craigs of the world outfitted with wristwatches that turn into lasers.
I want one of those.
If nothing else, because I want to see more Daniel Craigs.
Now
I want a lightsaber. and an X-wing.
That won't help you against aliens.
Are you kidding
me? Predator will destroy that.
No.
No, you block it with your force sense.
A predator can't touch a Jedi. Are you kidding me?
He said lightsaber.
If you don't have the force sense and you have a lightsaber, what you probably are is short at least one limb.
Exactly.
If not all of them.
Yeah. Now, see, if you had said, Forrest, that you want to be a Jedi with a lightsaber, then I'm totally with you. But if you just want a lightsaber,
oh, he's no, a nitpicky you don't little understand. Bitch tonight. I am a Jedi. I am. The Forrest is with me.
Well, Master Jedi. Please call me Padawan from now on.
I will, young
Padawan.
Oh,
enough with the sex talks, ladies. So here's the thing, and I keep maintaining this, that at the end of the day, the rational Republican has got a good shot at the nomination.
Really?
Well, you look at Rick Perry.
I still disagree with this.
I know you do, but, you know, you. I don't want to bring up your age because you always get, I just sucked a lemon face.
Don't you
but
think the radical Republican
you
has
watch
a better
this
chance
through
at
the
it?
Years, and you can see this. McCain should not have won 4 years ago, but when it came to the end, yes, he sold his soul to a certain extent. And then through the campaign, continued to sell his soul more than he needed to, or he would have won.
Well, the option was him or, what, Fred Thompson?
No, Fred Thompson didn't even make it to the end. He dropped early. In.
He was out early.
Yeah, because he's also an idiot. I see what his model was. He's like, you know, well, if Reagan could make it,
no.
So can Fred Thompson.
Hey, he was
no,
on
everybody
order.
Wanted Fred Thompson because he looked presidential.
He looks droopy. He looks like a man... Old man
Look,
slightly melted.
People who I am related to, that's as far as I'm going,
oh.
loved
the
Fred
world.
Thompson because he looked presidential, because he played presidential-looking people on TV.
You know what? Barack Obama looks more like a TV president these days than anybody else.
Yeah. Because, well...
Obama's, as Jon Stewart said, he was going for coin the entire presidential race. Every time he turned his head to the side and posed... Man wants coin. he's going to be the new 30-cent piece. Okay.
So anyway, look, I think Huntsman's headed for a 2016 serious run.
2016, I can see.
Yeah,
can
but
that.
he's got to perform in a certain amount of ways here, to which he may accidentally end up with the nomination, not expecting it,
in
2012, because you've got. Several different people that said that, now look, I haven't looked at the news all day. I'm an embargo on Sunday news because Sunday news is just nothing more than Fox Light these days, especially with David Gregory pissing on the grave, you know, of Tim Russert. David Gregory, you know what?
Where's
when that bus
jar?
Of Republicans drives out here to fight me, you go first. You drive that bus. You're the first in the ring. You cop out. You sell out. You spineless wanker. You get on the bus with Cantor and Boehner and
How many people
the turtle.
Is this now that's on your
You know,
fight
they
list?
Can bring the whole Republican caucus for all I care. I will kick the crap out of every single one
was
of them.
So close.
And Dave Gregory, what you're doing to that show, that long-running, that American institution, what you're doing on it, honestly, is the closest thing to an actual abomination. You
Wait,
festering
I don't know
sore.
What an actual abomination looks like anymore.
Mm-mm. It looks like that show, apparently.
Apparently.
You should watch Fareed Zakaria on CNN.
Oh, I like him, but that's
fantastic.
Not, he's not one of the seminal shows. He's not one of the core network shows.
No.
Because you've got Face the Nation, and when that dude dies, Rod Schiffer. No, what's his Yeah. Schaefer. When he's dead, what bonehead are they gonna put in there for him?
I don't know. Who the hell watches network TV news anymore?
Political junkies.
Oh,
it's just the Sunday morning stuff. Otherwise, there's really no point for news. I used to watch them religiously. When I first started with the DNC here in Utah, working for the state party, I used to get on the phone with the state party chairman at the time when we were, you know, still pals. And
is that ever the case?
But no, we used to call each other on Sunday mornings and just BS back and forth about what we saw. It's like, hey, did you hear so-and-so say that stupid thing? Yeah, make sure we have a press release ready for Monday. That'll be fun. We'll do it. And that was...
He's doing airphone.
Yeah, now I'm doing airphones.
Airphones.
Two at a time.
More fantastic that. Radio tools, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you see, I get to do stuff like that without most people knowing about it, except for here, Emily shows up and rats me out. So anyway, look, Huntsman. Yeah.
Speak up, Emily. Don't
I'm
take
listening.
That.
Yeah, Huntsman.
No, I'm taking this
you
in.
You got Romney. Romney has polluted himself throughout his career by never picking a position that he wasn't, you know, running for.
It's, gay marriage is fantastic crap.
Yeah.
And abortion, and oh, what else?
I'm pro-choice, unless I'm healthcare? Running out of Massachusetts.
I am and absolutely pro-choice life.
Huntsman pulled out his Mitt Romney's this week, didn't he?
Well, we're going to talk about Huntsman in a sec, but you've got Perry.
Oh,
who,
I thought you were talking about him right now.
Well, we're going to swing into him, because he came out swinging this week and decided to call out his party on a lot of stuff that they... I'm looking for the picture.
All right,
well, right
Jeff
now.
Is looking this up, by the way. Please jump over to the Left Show page on Facebook. I actually posted, I think, just a fantastic picture of Rick Perry. I posted a couple. He had another corndog moment.
You're not talking about that Heil Perry one, are
His
you?
His Heil Perry
too
picture.
Easy.
It was
too
fantastic.
Easy.
He's up on stage with a podium, with a mic, Hitler saluting everybody. And it was just, why does nobody tell these people, if you're speaking to an audience... That is
you don't
set
do that.
Lower than you on a stage.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Do not, for any under any circumstances, low wave to them.
It's a terrible Photoshop, but it really cracked me up. But the quote comes from Bruce Bartlett. For those of you that remember, is Bruce Bartlett used to be, before the Republican Party kind of went off its nut and turned into the drooling pack of lemmings that it is now. I'm sorry, drooling pack of bigoted, racist, homophobic lemmings that it is now. Well, you
those
know.
Poor bastards.
Yeah, I know. Bruce Whoa. Bartlett was a Republican darling. He was a hero of the Republican Party. He worked for Reagan. He worked for Bush. He did a good job. He comes out the other end. We got a great quote from him this week. And I quoth, Rick Perry's an idiot. And I don't think anyone would disagree with that. Rick Perry is an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know,
Bush
as long as we've
Tea
got.
Party equals Perry.
Yeah, definitely. So we've got Huntsman. Comes out of the gate this week having grown
a pair,
an awkward spine. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think he's got a pair.
He's got a spine. He went to the spine donor.
A little bit. I mean, he was in China forever. You can
he
pretty much buy him on the black
store.
Market over there. You know, the OS is a little off and it's probably spelled wrong, but
can
you
we
can
send
get a spine
some of the donors
he went
there.
To the all night spine store.
But Huntsman said, and I once again quoth, I think there's a serious problem. He's speaking of the GOP. I think there's a serious problem. The minute the Republican Party becomes the anti-science party, we have a huge problem. We lose a whole lot of people who would otherwise allow us to win the election in 2012. That is the sanest, most rational thing any Republican contender, wishful, hope for, wannabe has said yet. And the thing is...
That was Huntsman?
That yes. was Huntsman. It rings... And it's one of those kinds of statements that if they can, and this is where I think he's going to fail, because I honestly think that his staff is I don't know, where the hell did he get them? It's
one
like the,
giant
the Chuck E. Cheese flyer development department is what his staff is right now. But yeah, and so this is a moment where he can take this and capitalize on it, raise a whole bunch of money by moderate, middle of the road, not so
but,
hateful, only partially bigoted Republicans and really pick up some steam.
But those people don't engage in this whole thing.
Exactly. See, this is what
they
I've said from the beginning.
They do financially.
No,
they don't.
This is what I've said from the beginning. I liked Huntsman as governor of Utah. You know, I had my issues with him. I had complaints. But overall, I liked the guy. I thought he did a decent job.
Well, he's about 4 feet tall and he wears a leather jacket. He's adorable.
Well, yeah.
Like
it didn't hurt that he's a walking
like
Colgate
a little,
commercial,
he's like little,
okay?
He's like a little pocket governor. You just put him in your pocket.
But
pull him out to say Republican things when you squeeze him too hard.
The fact of the matter is that the Republican Party is not going to put a moderate in right now. And you know what? Your example with McCain is a great example. But this is not 2008 anymore. And, you know, I know we're broadcasting nationally, so forgive me for using a Utah example, but you look at the Utah Republican Party right now, you know, we kicked out Bob Bennett for being too liberal. We're about to kick out Orrin Hatch for being too liberal.
No, you know what? No.
And
all right, maybe
Utah is solidly behind Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Which is just another wasted vote. It's 5 electoral votes. They're going to ride off. All the Republican Party in Utah is doing is making sure that they're irrelevant in two directions.
Yeah. But
you've got national polling right now, national honest-to-God polling, that shows that the negatives on the Tea Party are up from 19% last year to 48% this year.
But that doesn't make negatives. A lick of difference, Jeff.
It does, because you're watching the news and you're seeing a bunch of lazy reporters talk about a couple of hundred people per each state making an awful lot of noise. Their popularity is plummeting.
The rational voice doesn't engage. Yeah, and the rational voice doesn't get a say until the very end. The bottom line is that the Tea Party folks are still the ones who hold all the delegate positions.
Hi, my name is Mike Lee.
Exactly. These are the folks who still hold the immediate power. They will not let
the
rational candidate get to the general election.
The national Republican delegate pool are evangelicals, and if they can get over the fact that...
They're never going to get over that fact.
I think they will wrap their hands around, in a huggy way, not a choky way, but they will wrap their arms around a Jack Mormon-like huntsman more than they will a despicable, double-souled, you know... I need a good swear word, sleaze mouth, in here. Whatever, guy like Romney.
Liar. How about liar?
I like sleaze mouth.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Romney's nothing but just a walking contradiction. He's not a person. He's a fill with whatever Kool-Aid of the month he needs to be talking about.
See last week's show for reference.
I've got to tell you, Jeff, I see where you could be right, but when it really comes down to it, what gets out the vote, what gets people up off their couches is emotion.
Yes.
It's not emotion, that's what gets people up off the couches and do it.
Every time that you get Clinton gets elected.
Inspiring.
We get the position.
You can't use these examples though, Jeff, because this is different than it was.
You can. History repeats itself.
Look how Reagan made us feel about our country. You got no historical context.
Clinton gets into office. We go ape shit with the militias. I'm not bringing up your age as a crutch. I was around that then. I heard that hate speech. It is the same shit we have right now. It is the same. All it is now is a bunch of people wearing different hats with different slogans with the same hate, the same bigotry, and the same silliness.
But better organization.
And we have the internet today.
You know what? No.
They have a lot of money behind them now.
But you had Newt Gingrich and the Contract on America. It flipped the House. 2 years later,
they had buyer's remorse,
and we reelected Clinton.
Here's the problem. The woman has arrived. Look, what we didn't have in 1992 was the internet. We didn't have Free Republic. We didn't have all of these bizarro, wacko people with their little websites and the little blogs.
He was a shock jock in Southern California.
But it didn't have national reach like we have today. And we have so many people following these weird... I don't even know what you call
them. But you don't.
Cults is you what you call
them.
Yes,
we do.
You have the noise of a minority being paid attention to because that is easier than paying attention to the quiet majority.
You've got the noise of the minority inspiring people. Yeah. And that's what's crazy because it's emotion.
Look, the three of us would love to agree with you, Jeff.
It's emotion. I just don't see John Huntsman.
It's a good thing we're recording this because when we come out to the other end, I think you're going to see a repeat of the 90, 92, 94.
We would all love to say that the Republican Party would bring out Huntsman.
If you come back and say, hey, I told you so, then I'll do something nice for you. But I just don't see it.
I know you don't.
I can't.
Look, you guys,
I don't
you
know
are,
what
you're
we're saying.
Taking a
I told
lazy
you
narrative.
So about.
I hear
but,
it. I see it.
Okay. Here's
but
the
you're
thing.
In the middle of
we
Utah. You have
not,
got to expand and
no,
pay attention to that
Listen.
Southern block of states that is going to vote the way they vote.
That's the
They're
problem.
Not
That's what we're doing.
John Huntsman.
They
will vote for John Huntsman.
Why?
If they've got John Huntsman and Michelle Bachmann to pick from, or even Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin is walking, talking buyer's remorse. Her negatives are up so far right now. I can't
they
believe
love
she's
her.
Announcing
Who's talking
she's
about Sarah
run.
Palin?
They want to see her on TV. They want to read her books, and they want to see her in her jogging clothes. They love her, but they're not going to give her the nomination.
General election. We are talking about primary choices.
Exactly.
Explain John McCain. Explain Bob Dole.
No, again, it was different.
No, it
was 4 years ago.
Different.
It was. You know what? If we went
okay, then explain Bob Dole.
If
Give
we,
me Bob Dole
again.
Bob
too
Dole?
Long ago.
No.
If
Bob
this,
Dole?
It, Jeff, if this
Bob
were,
Dole?
If we were going to yeah. a general election, I would
Bob
agree with
Dole.
You 100%.
Bob Dole was a throwaway because it was his turn. and Clinton wasn't going to get beat.
Jeff, if this were a general election, we would all agree with you 100%, yeah. I think.
No, I got time and experience on all of you, and I think you're all
not
in the wind.
Me. But I think we I'm don't. The oldest one in this room.
Yeah, but I got experience on you on this. I've been doing this since high school. Longer than you.
Where do you think I've been?
Forrest, I think
Cedar
you
City.
And I need to leave the room. No. This is going to explode.
No, it's fine.
I am not.
I'm telling you right
assumption.
Now, you are not going to see. You are not going to see
a
at the end
for
of
Jeff.
This. Thanks, buddy. You are not going to see.
I'm with Eric.
Emily, I'm with you.
Bachman's going to disappear. Palin yes. gets in. She will probably try and stick to the end because she's got enough of her own personal
money. Do you think
money.
She's actually going to get in?
They announced that she was getting
yeah,
ready to announce.
That was, yeah.
I don't.
And it was. I got it from too many directions
okay.
to
I
not
never,
even buy
I
it.
Never thought it would actually
her
happen.
Her negatives are up so far. She's going to go in and she's
going to
go
probably
out.
Probably rubbed her the wrong it. Way.
Do you see
probably.
Me just try and shift that a little bit? Everyone take note and follow suit.
Sarah Palin?
What? But I don't know. It was
Sarah Palin's
it was
getting
different.
There because she's not the pretty one anymore. She's getting in there because Michelle yeah, Bachman's stealing all of her MILF press. That's all there is to it. And that's what she wants.
This
Those
is the Republican
Perry
Party.
Right
it's,
now.
It's Perry stealing all the MILF press.
But the problem with Perry is, and it's the narrative's actually starting to sneak out, that it turns out Perry is not only an idiot, so says most Republicans, but he lies.
He
every
just
time
seed.
He opens his mouth,
he
more
prays.
Than Mitt Romney.
He prays a lot.
Oh, he's so full of shit. And I've decided shit's there. Not a swear word for the rest
no,
of the show.
Clink.
So, but you've got, actually, it's not, we don't get an explicit tag for that particular word. But he's heavily invested in hardcore porn.
Yeah.
He's, and not in the way that most of us are.
Well, we are in Utah.
Well, yeah, definitely so. In Utah. So maybe he might carry Utah if Romney drops out.
Well, Bachman no. can't. She said no. she'd ban porn.
Yeah. And what?
So she people. Lost Utah.
Quietly.
Porn's pretty much banned here anyway, isn't it?
Only if you get it anywhere but the internet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Banning something doesn't
well,
stop
no, it,
them.
I'm sorry. I don't know I if you know this, but it's kind of it's an inside Democrat joke where... In this morality state where the guy who writes the laws telling me how to drink gets a DUI and the guy telling me how I get to raise my kids gets caught diddling a girl in his Sunday school class and gets a standing ovation from the House Republican caucus when he admits it on the floor and quits his job.
He was
a
so brave,
ovation.
Though.
What a douche.
It was
so brave to admit it.
Meeting Jeff.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That wasn't caucus stuff,
that was,
even though they were on
the
floor.
That was the issue that got me fired from KSL because... They applauded him. They gave him a standing ovation, and I beat that metaphor into the ground. You know, abuse your position in your dominant religion and molest a kid, pay off her parents.
She was what,
15? And then get caught yeah. years later, you know, and you get a standing ovation from the Republicans on the floor. Right there tells me that
you know,
their family values are
I know
nothing more than...
I know this is a Utah uniquely thing, but what was really impressive, that's the air quote, about that... whole session, mm-hmm. it was total bookends.
Yeah,
we started with a DUI from yep. the House, the Senate Majority Leader, and we ended with a confession of sexual abuse from the House.
And
that
it's nothing yeah. more. And this is fun for me because it's nothing more than their movie cliches of the holy rolling preacher standing up there telling yeah. me about the sins of whiskey. You know, and then he goes and runs his speakeasy by night. You know,
it's very
and
sad.
By yeah. the way, where Jeff was going with that originally, because yeah, this is sorry. One of my favorite statistics that's out there, is Utah, being from Utah, we do. We live in the land of the moral superior leaders who will tell us exactly how we should live in every way. And, you know, porn is bad, drinking is bad, everything is bad, 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 bad. And yet Utah... pays for more internet porn than any other state in the
pays
country.
Pays for. They're too dumb
yes.
to steal it.
And by the way, that is not per capita.
Right.
That's more.
Yep. More.
We
yeah.
download and pay for more here than New York, than California, than anywhere else in the country.
And so,
but we are still the righteous promised people.
Yeah. So just maybe one last thing before we go to break.
What do you got?
Just a little message to all our... local Mormon friends.
Whom we love.
Whom we love deeply.
Especially because apparently we all share the same porn habits.
these Republicans that
we're
you're
so
electing to
so
office do not represent your faith or what you believe in. So you should really take a hard look at these people you're voting for and think again.
Yeah. We're also, what, number one in fraud? all perpetrated within churches. So just because somebody is of your religion.
Look, let's run this out to the break with this last line and this wisdom from my very Republican but still lovable and very intelligent father. And his the quickest way to go broke in Utah is to go into business with your bishop or your stake president.
It's true. Or your home teachers.
Yeah. The quickest way is like no business deals at church. Every single one will bleed you dry.
Wow.
Yep. We've still got my top news story of the week, so please make sure to hang out.
We're
going to
totally talk until
well.
We run out of time and just left Eric hanging. He's so excited to talk about this. Keep
it was
it
the
up.
Funniest thing ever.
It really was not the funniest thing ever.
All right, not ever, but you
okay,
know what?
Okay, so there we go. Everyone
funny.
Say bye, Eric. We'll see you next week.
I'm sorry, Eric.
I kill you.
And here I am again. Let's talk then for a moment about Perfectly Priced Printing and Design. Perfectly Priced Printing and Design is your one stop for every printing, scanning, and design project you have. Perfectly Priced Printing also has nearly impossible to beat prices for almost any print job. For the month of August, Perfectly Priced Printing is offering a special on business card printing for listeners of The Left Show. 1,000 full color business cards for $25 plus shipping. $25 for 1,000 full color business cards. It doesn't really get much cheaper than that. Need a design, a logo, a website? Perfectly Priced Printing has your back there too. Their design services are bold, professional, and best of all, affordable. Visit perfectpriceprinting.com or give them a call at 801-425-9917 for more information. perfectpriceprinting.com.
We now rejoin The Left Show, already in progress.
And so here's the thing. Every time I come here, well, step back. My family thinks I'm a total geek. My wife.
I don't know why.
My two amazing kids. Yeah, they think I'm great. Great geek. And every time I come into this room, into this studio, I'm completely out geeked.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just so beaten and humbled. I go home and my family lifts me up on this big geek pedestal, and then I come here and I get pummeled. It's great.
Well, and our event over at Night Flight really cut your geek cred off at the knees.
Well, yeah. You
never
think?
You're read a niche.
Because I'm the person that's never read a comic book.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you're a niche geek, is what you are. You've got a pretty good Star Wars geek out on at your place.
I know. I was in the Night Flights. I was looking for the Star Wars comic book. I really was. And
there are titles.
I was looking. I couldn't find one.
No, there are titles. Their novels sell more than anything else, but they do still. I think they're still printing a couple of
titles.
I'm
that Star Wars geek who still has the entire Young Jedi Knight series.
Wow.
Boy, yeah, bad.
That's how far I took it.
I don't know who I'm going to offend saying this. We do get a pretty good listenership in California, and I don't know why I think that people that write terrible Star Wars books live in California, but they're bad. One of these over here, I picked it up. I was at the local Goodwill shop, and we call it Desert Industries here. And I it was like the courtship of Princess Leia, and I'm like, this sounds really terrible. And it's a dollar, and there's really not much else to pick here. So, you know, there's like 14 copies of, you know, The Way Things Ought to Be by Rush Limbaugh. And, you know, one of these, I'm like, oh, hell, you know, I'm limited. So I bought it, and I read it, and the whole time, I'm just like, this is terrible. I mean, this is just like the worst thing I've ever read, and there are so many of those. Every time I go, okay, I'll try it. The biggest heartbreak for me in pop culture was William Shatner's Tech Wars books. They're horrible. I mean, and I worship everything that man does. His biographies, his autobiographies are great. I've liked pretty much every show he's ever acted in. I'm even a T.J. Hooker junkie, you know. But his Tech Wars books,
he would
not only were they some of the worst
nice
dialogue I've ever read in my life.
What?
And then they made those TV movies. They made four or six TV movies out of these horrible, horrible books. And as a super fan of Shatner's, I've read them all, forced myself to read them to the point where in order to read them, I rode the bus to work when I was working downtown. So I would have no choice but to have to read them.
Oh, what was it? Eddie
Izzard? I've never been a Trekkie. I've loved the Star Wars, but never been the Trekkie. And
I'm with you on
you
that
know
one.
What was good, though? I read the last movie, what was it, Revenge of the Sith? The book that they made off the movie was pretty good.
Well, Terry Brooks didn't Terry Brooks write the prequel novels? And he's a pretty good author. He's the Sword of Shannara guy.
They were decent.
Yeah, and so he's a good writer. He's pretty good with dialogue. That's the thing is you try out these younger writers on franchised characters and stuff, and instead of being able to use the full spectrum of their imagination, they have to stay so tightly inside of Lucasfilm's canon that, you know, they end up stilted and they read funny. And if George Lucas is going to write the world's worst dialogue, I hear a voice in the imaginary writer's head that I'm thinking of that goes, well, if he writes that terrible, I have to write that terrible too. Because George Lucas could really, in all of these horrible Star Wars books I've read, he could have very easily written the dialogue. It's that terrible. Because wasn't it Kasdan, Lawrence Kasdan, that ended up fixing the script for Empire Strikes Back? Arguably the best of the six films.
He tried.
And again, everybody knows how out-geeked I am. Sure, yeah.
You're a niche geek, and that's fun.
It's all right.
Yeah, Star Trek was on TV in the afternoons, and it wasn't on channel UHF 20, I believe, or 30, I can't remember. But I'd get home from school, and it was either that or He-Man. And He-Man, I can't watch that. It's terrible. And so I'd watch Star Trek. My dad would watch it with me. I mean, stuff I watched with my dad. Like, Disney just canceled. They just yoinked the green light for they were going to do a Lone Ranger. Started out and try and do it as a serial. I was too. Johnny Depp is Tonto? What the hell?
Hi.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead, let's watch Star Trek and watch as the same four characters beam down to the same red oval with six boulders in the background every week.
Dude, it was the 60s. That was some high tech stuff. And if you watch any of the remasters where they've gone through and the advantage that the original series on Star Trek has over the ones that came after it is all of their effects were done as film overlay. So you pull the effects off, you run the film into a digital editor, and you add effects in, you know, with modern technology. And so they've gone in and they've fixed all and they've remastered all these. Whereas with, the next generation, they can't do them without actually having to start from scratch because everything was effect over video. It was written onto the same piece of tape. Yep. It directly onto. And so they're like, well, we'd like to remaster them, but we couldn't without having basically the same budget per show to go through and fix all of the cheesy effects.
Are you telling me we'll never have remastered Star Wars prequels?
Paramount says no, you'll never see it. They may go in and like tidy up the colors or something, but yeah, it basically
3D. We're getting 3D.
What was it Eddie Izzard said about Star Trek? He said, if the four main characters all go down, you know it's fine. They're all coming back. But if a new guy goes down with them,
Ensign Billy.
And especially if he's wearing a red jumper, you got really worried about that guy.
It's the red shirt.
Yep. What is it? Kirk, Spock, McCoy.
Uhura.
You know, and Ensign
bones,
Billy
Christ,
beam down
bones,
to the planet.
Jim, me bones.
You know who's not coming back. So we've got... It was just an interesting week in politics. You've got this really loud rumor that Sarah Palin's about to make her announcement. She climbed back in the bus. She went to hang around in Iowa, you know, during the cornography, the GOP cornography.
She
fest.
Stole the show in Iowa. I mean,
without
she stole the show in Iowa.
She was 100 miles south, and, you know, you've got Jon Stewart really covered it very well, especially the way that Ron Paul finished in that poll very high again. And
yes, he did.
No one gives him any straight cred.
Jon Stewart did.
He
gave him a lot of cred.
You had,
and that was nice to see. Actually, I mean, I'm not a Ron Paul fan supporter kind of person.
Ron Paul revolution.
But well, that was nice to see. I liked it.
Ron Paul.
You had Lady Bird himself, Marcus Bachmann, pushing Don Lemon from CNN.
Why would you attach Lyndon Johnson's wife's nickname onto?
Oh, That man is Lady Bird.
Lady Bird was a classy broad, man.
Oh, that's not me. That's been the new official blog name for Marcus Bachman is Lady Bird these days.
That is pretty funny.
But he decided to, first he was going to hug openly gay Republican presidential candidate Fred Karger's openly gay campaign staff. He decided to go up and give him a hug at the Iowa State Fair and take pictures with him.
Pray that gay away, ladies and gentlemen.
And then there was a...
Don't you think he
Marcus,
is
Marcus,
the gayest
you've been holding
man
that,
in
you've
the
been
church.
Holding that young man for
hey,
another 20
it.
Minutes, Marcus.
He just needs to... Gays just need discipline, honey. Spank. If they're
that
disciplined...
That man is gay.
What's your safe word?
Oh, God.
Oh, what was the... Oh, I heard a joke last night. Somebody gave me this... it was like, what do Marx, Lenin... And Bachman all have in common?
Michelle or Marcus?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. What?
Beards.
Which, by the way, on our Michelle Bachman corn dog picture that we posted and asked for everybody's captions on it, everybody's were fantastic. There were some really good ones. I still think mine wins. I really do. I said
you don't get to vote for yourself in the first left show contest.
That was why I posted it.
No, that wasn't corn dog. That was different.
Yeah, this is one I just posted on our Facebook page and said, "Hey, caption this." This is not our official caption this contest that Forrest mentioned, which please everybody jump on and vote for that. But this was that famous Michelle Bachman eyes closed, mouth around the corn dog photo.
Yeah, that's gross.
My caption to it was, "Wow, something that stays firm around women." Marcus, are you watching?
Ooh, ouch.
Hey, let me tell you something. As you get all ooh gross, have you ever had a Midwestern State Fair corn dog?
Mm-hmm. They're huge.
It's like religion.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
every time, and I hate to dog on my state, but you know what? Considering how they reacted to the first black man to ever be in a state fair commercial last year, those were brilliant commercials, and everybody freaked out because there was a black guy singing.
Ah.
Idiots. And another reason KSL didn't like me, because the fair apparently spends an awful lot of advertising coin there.
I don't know why KSL didn't like you. You fit in with all of their views.
Oh, those bastards. And
you were their token.
But they, there's going to...
I don't even see your post here. Is it here? Did you really write that, Eric?
No,
he
really
did.
Did
I delete
it? Down. So the thing is I used to go... I went to the Minnesota State Fair a couple times. I went to the Iowa State Fair. I've been to the Nebraska State Fair. Those are events. Those are huge.
Yeah.
You go to the Utah State Fair, and it's like 18 tents and a couple of cows. You know, I mean, the Denver annual cattle roundup is 30 to 50 times bigger than the Utah State Fair. Our State Fair is embarrassing.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing. The fact that I believe Marriott does most of the food court at the State Fair. You know, and then there's a corn cob guy and something else, but basically the Marriott Hospitality handles all the food out at the state fair. It's because, you know, we're a right-to-work state, but we'll just go ahead and let the state fair be handled by a caterer so that other food things can't
move
in.
Well.
But we have alligator on a stick instead of deep-fried sticks of butter.
I want a deep fried stick of butter.
Oh,
that
God.
Sounds
Are
gross.
You
Look,
serious?
When I was out in Minnesota,
why would anyone want that?
That's one of the nastiest things I've ever.
Yeah.
Well, I like butter.
Imagined.
And I like batter fried food.
But
I can't imagine it tastes bad. I know it's terrible for you, but you basically bite it and most of the butter runs out, so you're not really doing too much damage. But it's, look, I was like the first guy, the
it's
first
a,
thing
like
I ate, the first Midwestern State Fair. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it's a stick of
you're
butter.
You're going to scare away our first female
it,
guest host.
Roll it in.
Frozen stick of butter.
I got
you
it.
Dip it in batter.
Dude.
You cook it like a corn dog.
I get a headache when I just eat a little square of butter.
Yeah, but you went all healthy lately, and you guys just run Ragnar?
I didn't. He did.
Your Facebook page has way too many things, and you guys with exercise machines.
So before before we leave off of Lady Bird, Marcus Bachman.
Okay.
I have to just mention this because it was hilarious. So Michelle,
this better be hilarious. You've now built it up to the point where if it is not hilarious, we're going to point and laugh at you.
So Michelle Bachman, I believe this is still Iowa. She gets up on stage. She gives a little 2 or 3 minute speech. You know, crazy, crazy eye, whatever. And then she starts shaking hands with people and taking some questions from the audience. And there's this 17-year-old gay high school student out there who starts questioning her very loudly, why don't you support my rights? How come you think I'm this? How come you think I'm this? She freaks out, and they immediately leave the stage, which all the press notices. So they start, you know, kind of converging on her, asking her, why wouldn't you answer this kid's questions? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? Don Lemon gets up, puts a mic in her face, and Marcus Bachmann elbows him out of the way, like shoves the guy.
Really?
Don Lemon posted a blog about it on CNN's
blog. I totally want to read it.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Make a stereotypical joke, but when Marcus threw that elbow, did he make a sound like,
just leave us alone. Gosh.
Come on out of the closet. Marcus, seriously, we love you, man. Come on out of the closet.
No.
Let's live your life as you should.
Look, I know he's a raging queen, but I don't want him on the team.
I don't want him with the party, wow. But man.
And Don, you look like a pretty tough guy, really. Why do you take that?
Yeah.
Well, really? Don is the slightly more subtle Silver Fox, so slightly more subtle.
Wow.
There was no reason. If I'll have to read up on it, but there was no reason for him to take that.
Punch back.
That's all I'm saying.
I just wish there had been video.
Spill some
I think Lemon mentioned that in his blog. He just said he wished the camera had been rolling.
Probably wouldn't have looked good for him if that's
rolling.
How it was.
It probably was rolling. It just wasn't facing the right direction.
Every time anybody takes a camera, that's their name.
Macaca.
If you were holding a camera at a political event.
Look at Macaca over there working for my opponent.
Marcus Bachmann. Macaca, what?
He's a macaca.
Evelyn, you're trying to say something.
No, I'm really not. I'm trying not to say something.
Say it.
No, no.
This is the Left Show.
Just keep going.
No, wait, Emily, wait, what was the funniest one here? I don't see Eric's.
I don't know. Maybe mine got deleted.
His is Phantom, apparently.
J.C. Carter.
Let's have a vote.
What do you got? I'm not looking.
We have a judge.
Emily is the judge.
So you have my quote. You know, which I don't know why it's not showing up, but it was there. Look, one that stays firm around women. Marcus, are you watching?
Mm-hmm.
We had.
I think you posted that phrase on your own Facebook page.
Oh, did I not
one.
Put it on Left? All right,
because I remember reading
that. Look at what Marcus taught me.
That one can't win either though, because that's our friend and co-host J.C. Carter. His was good as well. He said, "Look at what Marcus taught me."
And I also like only family values can save this country. Let me show you how.
I can't find it. What was mine? Didn't I have one on
you
there?
Yeah.
You said marriage is an opportunity for two people to teach each other their valuable life lessons.
But then you see the picture of Marcus on his corn dog, and you know that he's a bad date.
He knows what he's doing.
And
he
Forrest
taught her
said,
well.
I mean, he's...
What was Forrest? All right. Tell
Chains
us.
And a foot long. I told you life was better under slavery. Look at my rock.
Forrest wins. Forrest for the win.
Forrest wins.
Okay, now just read Brian's.
Brian
just
Faulkner. Cross-eyed Shelley ain't scared of nothing.
Brian, by the way, 10 points to you for nothing with two Fs.
Yeah, that was good.
That's good. Well done, Brian.
So, yeah, go to the Left Show. There's a new contest up. Eric posted
That's
a new picture.
TheLeftShow.com.
We did. And this is actually, I love caption this photos. I really do. Jeff, do you want to tell us what this photo was? Or?
No, I want you guys to go to the
go
Left
check it
Show.
Out. Go check
we
it out.
There. This is our first contest with prizes. We're going to dig deep into the
vault.
Historical Left Show vault that actually come from, you know, my couple of decades working in and around politics and stuff.
Ooh, the quarter jar.
No. And
you get the
vault.
Original pickle jar from the Left Show.
And I will randomly pick a t-shirt out of the political t-shirt bucket, and we'll mail it to the winner. You've got until Thursday. I will have everybody give me their opinion on what the best one is, and then I will pick.
What was that URL again?
TheLeftShow.com.
Most likely where you are right now listening to this, unless you're one of our iTunes.
Actually, you know what? Let me throw this out, and then we're going to move on to talk about some old news made new again. But go subscribe to the through the iTunes page. There's a link on theleftshow.com. I need you to just subscribe and flip on the iTunes thing. You can stream it through the website. I don't care how many times you play it or download it. I'm spending a bloody fortune on bandwidth, so, you know, feel free to download it however you want to. I don't have caps right now. But subscribe to iTunes, because that kind of helps our page ranks go up. It gives more people the opportunity to pay attention to the insanity that is this weekly, I'm going to say hour again, even though we have never brought this in near an hour. I think the closest we were was one of the first couple of shows was like an hour, 9 minutes.
But you know what? If you're like me, I love podcasts. I listen to podcasts all day long, every day. And I am constantly forgetting to go download the originals, which is why I love it when a podcast is on iTunes, because I can just subscribe. And every time I plug in my iPod, it automatically downloads the new one for me.
And it's a Left Show Hour, and iTunes is the place, because we all know how much Jeff loves Apple.
That's right.
Those bastards. Big fan over there.
I tell you, if he wasn't made of paper mache, I'd probably invite Steve Jobs to jump on the Republican bus that should be driving out here
on
and
the
fight
bus?
Anytime. On the fight bus. Yeah, the empty fight bus. The fight bus that is not full because most Republicans back in Washington have either A, never heard of me, or are too chicken to come out. I'm going with B.
They've never heard of you?
You know what was funny?
They won't admit it, but they know.
Equality Utah had their big allies celebration last night.
Congratulations to them, by the way.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, and we will talk about them in upcoming shows as soon as somebody can bag Jim DeBacchus, drag him into the studio here.
I'll do it.
But one of the things that...
I ran his damn campaign.
I wasn't invited.
There was reasoning behind that.
Yeah. You're just too
no,
pretty, brother.
No, that's not true.
No one said, you should come. I would have had to say no, but...
Well, yeah.
How much did it cost? How much was a plate there?
$100.
Nobody offered to pay for my plate.
Yeah, that was hard.
You would think.
This actually is really cool when you think about it. You know, how many nonprofit organizations, political organizations, or any nonprofit really in Utah can boast having 1,600 people show up to a fundraising dinner for $100 a plate? I mean, you know, we filled the largest dinner space in Utah for this. It was awesome.
It was tight, too.
It was very nice.
I think there would have been more people if there were a bigger space available. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you can't even go out to our fairgrounds and do it, because our fair is a joke and an embarrassment. You heard me, fair.
They have alligator on a stick.
It's not real alligator. It's chicken marinated in lime juice.
Don't kill that
for
me.
We're getting there.
Buffalo wings?
Not that. I had a... This is local politics, but I did have a story happen to me this week that was kind of funny. Can I go into the local?
Well, right, kind of funny is what you achieved with really funny on the last one. So this is probably going to be pretty
funny. Not.
What else is there?
Never mind.
Give me something else.
You don't want to hear my story about Herbert. It's fine.
I don't. But no, last night, Attorney General Mark Shurtleff actually tried to pretend and just caught himself up in a stutter. And I'm not stuttering right now to tease him, because I seem to be stuck in it.
But
he tried to pretend he hadn't listened to the show. But we haven't brought him up before, because I'm really trying to stay away from a local, Ben, even though I think Utah politics is some of the most entertaining stuff in America. I mean, really, it is so wacky here that everybody ought to take
everybody
a
look. Everybody ought to know about it.
Yeah.
You should.
Because
examples of what not to
every,
do.
Every douchey thing that Texas wants to do, they...
We've
pretty much
it.
Test run here in Utah first. And
yeah, we can tell you how it turned out.
Yeah, Shurtleff, he's a great guy. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's a very good attorney general in a lot of ways, mostly because he takes money from people and says things like, hey, well, let's change our name to your corporate name because you give me lots of money. And he doesn't... step away from cases that involve a lot of his donors. And I think that's dirty. But Mark himself, without a doubt, is a peach of a guy. He's so moderate, it in most cases, I appreciate him. And while I don't want him as my attorney general, and that's basically political, I would love to go on a two-week road trip with the guy. He'd be hilarious. He'd be so entertaining the whole time.
Nice guy.
He pretended he didn't know the name of the show. He's like, what's the name of that? The Left Show. The, you know, the Left whatever that you do now. Thanks, Mark. Look, Mark, I like you, buddy.
Hit the donate button. Thanks.
You had a great... Your book's fantastic. Folks should check
it
out.
That's for George Soros.
Dred Scott by Attorney General Mark Shurtleff. Unlike most books written by politicians, this one's not half bad. in fact, it's quite good. Mm. You know, and Mark, I paid for it, but I still want a signed copy from you. I bought it over at the Barnes & Noble by my house the day after you were there doing your book signing. But it's, you know, he's a smart guy. I just think that he takes being a Republican as a license to
do whatever.
Run around and help Dog the Bounty Hunter. Even though Dog the Bounty Hunter did a great thing, Dog the Bounty Hunter has his own attorney general, and that's the guy who should help him out. I am all for zipping into Baja and kidnapping a convicted rapist who's on the lam. What I don't understand why our Utah attorney general had to be the guy that helps him. There's plenty of attorneys.
He spoke at a rally on this last Saturday morning. It was the Take Back Ignorance Utah rally, or whatever they call it.
The $5 Tea Party flag place?
No, yes. it was a rally for all of these off-road vehicle enthusiasts who like to call themselves the real environmentalists.
That there is my neck of the woods.
Yeah, they held this rally. Shurtleff was one of the speakers. Mm-hmm. He and his lieutenant get up on stage, tell everyone in the audience, you know, please stand up, turn to the person on the left of you, to the left of you, and shove them. Physically, shove them right now. And you have Shurtleff and his lieutenant literally shoving each other on stage to demonstrate the point, flying across the stage as they do this. And
assault for everybody.
What happens when you shove someone? You shove them back. That's right. As you go, and I'm just, I caught video of this. I go to these rallies just to shoot video in case something crazy like that happens.
That's not even what they teach in our Republican schools here.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there watching going, did you just ask a crowd of rednecks to start shoving each other while they're standing on bleachers?
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a shoving. Yep. There's going to be a
Forrest is right, by the way. As people were coming into this rally, they had people out front selling American flags for $1 and Tea Party flags for $5. Which, what did you say? You had a great line on that, Forrest. What did you say?
Wow, that's like 400% tax from the Tea Party.
You can be an American for $1. It's going to cost you $5 to be a Tea Party American.
Hell yeah, wow. Yeah.
Got to prove it.
Because everything you buy at Tea Party costs so much.
Oh, it was funny.
Orrin won't pay taxes.
Orrin Hatch, our beloved 190-year-old senator.
Mm-hmm. Our 200-term senator.
Yeah, he's been a senator for longer than I've been alive. He spoke, and quite literally, I've never seen someone look so doddering. He had a story about Barry Goldwater that should have taken 30 seconds, but it took 5 minutes.
You know what? Barry Goldwater should have taken 30 seconds just, and took too long.
You see, back in the Carter days, and Barry Goldwater spit on the back of my head, and then...
No, I'm not. I did not make that up. I will get this video posted. I'm not making that up.
All right. Okay, look. Let me get us back on track, because we're headed past an hour. Did it again. Once upon a time, in a magical land of back east, where all of the seriously twisted wackadoos live, there ran a young witch.
Oh. But I'm not a witch!
We're headed into my story.
We're out of time.
Bye, and, Eric.
I hate you all.
Bye.
I hate you all. This was funny.
Anyway, she ran for the nomination for Senate, or did she run for Senate?
Congress.
Congress?
Congress,
was
Delaware.
Was she running for House?
Yeah, she was running for House in Delaware.
And you guys remember Christine O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah.
Of course I do.
Well, she had some national news this week, but what a lot of people, Huffington Post caught it, which is where I pulled the clip from, and I will hand this over to Eric.
I was wondering.
Next week. No, but it started in
really
Utah.
Mean to me?
Yeah.
Will you come back
he
and defend
builds
me
up
more
and
often?
Builds up and builds up, and he makes sure to drop enough bombs that we can't ignore him, because I think we may have ignored him once. I don't remember.
Yeah, it happened.
Skip the story you wanted awesome to tell. He told it on a week when he wasn't week. Here. And so he makes sure to drop enough that we have to include him. And so it would be funny to me to stop recording right now. It would crack me up, but he would get all weepy and you know.
It would be
when his mom
tough.
Calls and tells me to quit picking on him. It's just it takes too much time.
Does that
She's
happen?
A nice lady.
I wouldn't be surprised if it had, but
except your mom and I are Facebook friends, and I'm terribly fond of her. When she pops up and says something, it often makes
it
me
matters.
Smile.
Mom, I'm sorry. You know what? She's the nice conservative.
Well, let's talk about... I want to hear your story.
All right. Christine O'Dall. Everyone remembers Christine O'Dall. This is the lady who... She dabbled in witchcraft once.
Dabbled.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. The witch with the really pretty smile.
That's right.
But I'm not a witch.
I'm not a witch. I'm you. Yeah. This is the gal
Wait,
who
I'm not,
said...
I'm not a witch. What if I am a witch?
Abortion is bad because it traumatizes rape victims.
don't laugh at that. Wow. Don't laugh.
And what was
that's
it?
That's funny.
And tried to argue with a law professor saying that no, separation of church of state isn't in the First Amendment. She wasn't arguing that it existed. She said it's not the first.
I had forgotten all of this.
I missed this lady. She was like the more earnest Sarah Palin. Mm.
And Bill Maher's challenges every week.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this gal, everyone started hearing about what she did on Piers Morgan, but it actually started earlier that morning as she came on to, there's a local radio station here in Utah, X96, and their morning program, Radio from Hell.
Well, yeah, they're the morning drive time, and I believe that their Tascam has them at least three times higher ratings than anybody else. I mean,
they're the biggest radio show in Utah. They are. And I'll admit, I'm a fan. I've been listening to them for 10 years.
Well, and they let you on their air from time to time. And you're a media whore just like I am. And whoever lets me on, I'm pals.
What did
you
she say do?
That's exactly why Eric missed our first show is because
no, I was not
X96 was more important.
No,
and he
me.
Had to go there. And he.
I heard about this show after you had recorded was the
what
first I
did
heard.
So did John.
What did
you
she do?
You were not the only one.
Someone has to be the
was
adult
here.
In the room.
No, John
what
was
did
not
she
here.
Do?
It was,
Everyone
it was
else, shut
Jake
up.
Jake and Forrest.
I want to know what she did.
All right, so Who? She goes on to X96.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Left Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, she came on. She called our radio?
She's selling a book.
She has a new book
out. She was here. I'm with
you. She was
you.
Not here.
No,
she was
on the phone.
Okay.
But she's doing she's
got a new
book,
so she's doing the rounds for promos, and
got
you know it. She just heard radio show in Utah.
Please don't get me wet.
Really?
I don't remember.
So many ways
what's
you can
called?
Take that.
That's really the name of her book?
No. But you remember The Witch and the Wizard of Oz?
What's it?
And then
what
you remember
it
how against? Never mind. It's,
yeah.
I don't remember the name.
It right. had a clean punchline and a dirty punchline all wrapped into one, and you missed them both.
And either way, she melted this week. Good night, y'all.
So she's doing the book promos, and you know her publicist just heard a radio show in Utah. That'll be safe. So she comes on, and this is a very liberal crowd. So they start going after her. Was the I'm Not a Witch commercial a mistake? She comes back with, well, people just need to follow their guts, and that's why the Tea Party is going to take back America. And the host of this show throws at her, well, I think the people in Delaware followed their guts during the elections when they decided you were crazy.
Yo.
Click.
She hung up.
Hangs up. Or, I'm sorry, her publicist hangs up and then later claims technical difficulties.
Well, and Bill Allred was the guy that was talking to her, and when he was not being aggressive at all. He was barely being funny, and he's a very funny guy. He was asking her a very serious question, and she dumped the call because it was not
snarky,
the way he really... It was a little snarky, but it was not ridiculously disrespectful, but...
Yeah.
Who the hell puts Christine O'Donnell on a show called Radio from Hell, for Christ's sake?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, oh,
well,
hang
she's
on.
A witch.
This does.
So. No,
that's a good
done in there.
Okay, so
witches are not. They're not evil.
I have something to say about people. The likes of that. She's
Wait,
running.
Witch who?
She ran for Congress. She wants to run for more shit, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You gotta take it if you're gonna play the game. Yeah. You gotta.
She
take
got
it.
Beat in that election bad.
Be
too.
That as it may. the stronger guy comes back and takes it. And if, she should have answered the question.
That's but that's absolute. That's it's a right wing, it's a right wing glitch. You have a guy like, you know, Orrin Hatch, who, you know, he beat Frank Moss with the with a very witty little line that's like, what do you call a senator that's served three terms in the Senate? You call him home. Oh, that's clever. 18 years, you know, and so. And,
but I'm saying.
But it, so you get Sarah Palin, who gets asked, "How are you enjoying your vacation so far?" And she answers that with that horseshit.
That was
Paul
a gotcha
Revere
question.
Thing. She's like, yeah, that's a gotcha question, and that's the narrative on the news.
Right.
That's why they get credibility for things like this. And when Chris Matthews brings up the fact that Michelle Bachmann is nuts. You know, she's nuttier than Joe McCarthy, and she comes from the you know, that same area of the country. He gets slapped down for that. But she is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
There are nutty. Tom Tancredo is, to
nutty
me,
has
that someone
to do
clinically
with this,
insane
though.
Can get elected to office.
I am with you.
And he's a Republican.
So the Christine O'Donnell story gets better.
Oh, wow. We're
so
not
this,
done?
This is what happened that morning. That evening, she goes on Piers Morgan.
Okay.
Again, to talk about the book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they chat for a while. It's kind of going, you know, fine. And then he asks her about gay marriage. She immediately backs off and says, no, I don't want to talk about that. I'm just here to talk about my book. And he says, well, you've been very outspoken about these views. What do you think about, you know, what do you think about it? And she's very much just adamant. She won't talk about it. Comes back again with, I only want to talk about the issues in my book.
In the book.
Mm-hmm. And he comes back and says, well, you spent almost a whole chapter on
this gay marriage.
In your book. I'm asking you questions about your book. She says, well, you're just being disrespectful. So it turns into this fight on there. And eventually she stands up and says, that's it. I'm leaving. If you won't just talk about my book, I'm talking about your book, Christine. So she walks off of Piers Morgan in the middle of the interview.
Again, my point. She wants to hold higher office or something.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just get up and walk. Hi, my name is John Boehner.
Yep. She had publicist.
You're talking about how the world ought to be.
Well,
and I hate to use that phrase anymore. That's not how the world is now. Yep. Sarah Palin got mileage on that phrase, gotcha questions,
you're saying that
with
Christina
what do you read?
Okay, wait.
How are you enjoying your vacation? She's setting
you.
The gold standard for what Republicans can get away with,
they
especially
can get away
the
with
girls.
Walking out of a room?
Of course. He asked a gotcha
Why?
Question. And what he asked her, while it was nowhere in the universe of gotcha questions, it was light years closer.
If
he was asking her serious questions.
A question that she's answered over and over and over again is the thing.
Wait,
this
more?
Story gets better.
Holy crap.
So the day after she walks off of Piers Morgan,
of course,
all of her press questions, kill you.
She started it.
All of these, you know, she starts getting floods of press questions about why on earth did you walk off of that show?
That would be my question.
She comes back with it of, well, I was feeling like he was starting to sexually harass me.
Are you? Wait a minute.
She played the vagina card.
But
you're sexually harassing me by asking about a topic that was in my book.
Which
it's
means
gay.
That while she may... Never mind. That's a punchline.
No, go there. I want to hear it.
Well, if he's sexually harassing her for stuff she wrote in a book, then it seems like maybe self-abuse is something she lied about back when she was running for office. Because she used to be... with that campaign, that wackadoo don't touch yourself campaign. It was not only abstinence, but it had really heavy reliance on self-abstinence.
No masturbation.
Save it up, because for some reason, and I can't find this in the New Testament anywhere, but apparently Republican Jesus wants you to be miserable. Absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
Jeff,
Republican
just
Jesus
remember, if you
dick.
Abstain from everything, you'll be happy in the end. Of course, no one knows because no one ever has been, but it will.
I'm pretty sure he said, give everything that you have to the poor.
Happy in the end,
and,
you
I mean, you
know I'm
masturbation.
Idealist.
No, you got to take care of your own first.
You should give that away.
Got to take care of your own first.
So
okay, can't we go back? I know you don't like that I like that the world should be a certain way.
I agree with you, but no, the fact that there's a reality out there that they can get away with it, and if we don't plan ahead for the fact that Democrats can't ask serious questions because the news media can't even ask simple questions. So when you get down to the fact that every time a Democrat tries to talk about an issue,
a Democrat,
it's better than a Democrat. And but every time a Democrat tries to ask an issues-oriented question to a Republican, and a Republican knows that you can't even ask them what they read in the morning without it being a gotcha question, we don't plan ahead for stuff like this. It's one of the places where Democrats tend to really, really fall on their faces. We should know that we need to be looking to the future. What are Republicans doing? What are they saying? How are they getting press traction? And so when you get a guy like Senator Kerry, who is droll, who is long spoken, he's wicked smart, wicked smart, but he is also, he asks a question the way, and you Republicans can kiss my ass if they think any different. He speaks closer to the language that was used by the founding fathers than anybody in the 535 jackasses elected up there.
Without a doubt.
Wait, I'm sorry, Jeff. Easy. Just a throwback. Yep. How many members of Congress
535.
Are there?
535.
Sorry. Old show reference. Jake Go facts. Listen to episode one.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just enjoyed a flashback to a Jake fact. Often wrong, never uncertain. Jake facts.
Jake
Pick
facts.
Up yours today at theleftshow.com.
Can I eventually have my own intro for my stories of the week?
No.
No.
And it's because then that's kitschy.
I vetoed
But if I
that.
Get a regular feature, then eventually when this show is making millions of dollars, you have to keep me.
You have just said something that proves that you can't be trusted with the power
of that. Darn it.
This vote, yeah. Someday this show may make hundreds.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Oh, can
and
I just
you're
going
to get nickels.
By the way, that rally I mentioned earlier, the Take Back Utah rally with all the ATV owners, they advertised that rally is going to have 5,000 attendees. I shot videos of the stands. You can watch it. They had tens of people there. Tens of them.
I'm telling you, they're losing, even in Utah, the wackadoos to the hard right are starting to lose their support.
If because there were 100 people there, I'd be shocked.
I'll tell you right now, it's
I agree.
You want to see who's engaged? Go back a few years to the day that every illegal from south of Texas went on a march. The Hispanic, Latino, South American, Central American, you know, I hate to, because they're not all illegal, because there were white people there too. But that march, Canadian. Utah's never seen anything like that before. Right. That was a beautiful picture of a group of people going, hey, you guys want to know what a protest looks like? Here you go. Remember when Martin Luther King could fill the reflecting pool?
Yeah, we haven't seen that.
Yeah, 40 jerk-off, white bread, probably with a history of inbreeding, guys that want to drive their ATVs all over Bryce Canyon. That is not the future of Utah politics. They're going to swing
that's
back.
That's not the future of Utah.
Where every 10th person weighed less than 300 pounds. Not kidding.
What do you got? Any problem with people who weigh 300 pounds? You got a problem
no,
with that?
It was just funny to see so many of them gathered at one place.
Because they're riding their ATVs.
And by the way, I'm
pushing
sorry about
pushing each other's. And they fell and they couldn't slip through the bleachers.
Like turtles on their back.
It all turned into deep fried butter.
Legs waving in the air.
Hold over to my front so I can stand.
You know what? I'm sorry about the protests. I've tried. I've put on what I feel are some major
protests here in Utah. Yours have been dramatic and theatrical enough to deserve attention.
I had 5,000 people at the last one.
ATV isn't dramatic enough.
No, hell no. There are not enough people. There's, you know, it's like one douchebag in Lehigh and a bunch of his relatives that want to drive all over Capitol Reef.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, there are probably a couple of areas where existing trails go that with responsible driving, I would be just fine. And I know I'm going to really, you know, piss off Ashley and Corey and all the guys over there. But
responsible driving is not what these guys are up to.
No.
That's the
point.
These
are guys that want to go ripping up and down Zions and up and down Cedar Breaks
up
and want to just
arch.
These are guys like we had a guy that ran for Congress out here a few years ago, a couple of times. His name is John Swallow, really. And I have yeah, tape of him. They were talking, again, the same issue, which is the fact that we have national parklands out here that are beautiful, pristine, irreplaceable, unfixable, unlike anything else in the world.
Yeah.
Unique is the only word that can describe them. And he is, and this even ties into the culture that put Tim DeChristopher in jail. And it's his plan for oil drilling, tar sands, and all of that was go into the national parks, build a fence around the pretty parts, and then let us, you know, strip mine all the rest. Put a fence around the pretty parts was his big plan.
Yeah. Wow.
John Swallow, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
By the way, do you remember, I know we're sticking with local stuff, but do you remember?
Not really. You can go anywhere you want.
You remember a couple weeks ago? There was that huge stink because somebody spotted a state-owned vehicle from Utah Valley University Disneyland.
Yeah, Disneyland.
And it turned out it was kind of legitimate. The person was there in Anaheim for a conference.
Yep.
That was authorized, and it was just the conference ended on Saturday. He stayed over on Sunday and went to Disneyland. At this rally, and
don't leave out the part that this guy is terrified.
Yeah,
he
ended up driving because he was scared of flying. So it's kind of a legitimate excuse, kind of not. You can go back and forth on it.
Deal.
Yeah, honestly, whatever. But do you? I want to know what people think at this rally, this ATV rally on Saturday. I snapped photos of a Kane County Sheriff's truck. Paiute sheriff's truck.
Bingo.
And a San Pete sheriff's truck.
Exactly.
Not state money. No. That's county money. And Sutherland doesn't, and Heritage Foundation doesn't pay attention.
Yep.
And do you remember,
for those who know your geography, Kane County is as far away from Salt Lake as you can get in Utah.
But you have to leave the state to get into the biggest nearest town to them.
We're going to do that.
So what happened?
You know what?
We'll talk about that in just a sec.
As soon as Eric's done bloviating.
Were these county residents paying taxes to have their vehicles drive up to Salt Lake to attend an ATV rally?
So it either is a big deal or it isn't.
Should be.
It's not.
Should be.
But I don't. I mean,
if you're going to point out Republican duplicity, and I go back to lazy media, I have several friends that are reporters, and they're
we're still going.
Well done, Forrest.
It had to happen.
Yeah, but maybe I should get a
third. They get a little frustrated, but I mean, you've got a newsroom with like five guys where there used to be 40. And you know what? They are going to run to the easiest story. And they'll get pissed at me for saying that it's not that they're lazy. They got to go for the easy because not only are they writing for their paper, but in a lot of cases, because of bad media ownership, they're writing for several papers. So, you know, it's all horseshit. And I'm frustrated with it. But look, you're on the show. You got an event to plug. Let's get your plug out of the way and shut this thing down because it's bedtime.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Well, why don't you tell us about it?
Okay.
Since
I was wondering if you were going to ask a question.
Now this is going to go out probably Wednesday.
Is it going to take that long? On this?
I don't know. I'd like it to go out tomorrow, but I'll ask you the question.
You're right.
Okay, go ahead.
Why are you here?
I don't know.
You're here because you invited your ass on the show.
No, you sat down with me
in Cedar City, and you're like, I want to be on the left show.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I told Jeff 2 weeks ago, hey, I want to be on the left show.
I said no.
And I said, why? Why? And you said?
Because I don't want more hosts. I've already got a confusing amount of people on here as it is.
And yet, here I am. So it was your idea.
Well, here's the thing, and for some reason he denied it yesterday, but Eric went to bat for having you on the show, and I'm like, you know what? I like you a lot. I've known you for years, and I am terribly fond of you. And
we've just met, and I think you're fine.
You're fine. You're fine. You're all right.
I was waiting for the punchline.
Hey, don't worry.
You've put together... You gave yourself the longest title I have seen in Democratic politics in quite a while that doesn't work for the White House. So you're the coordinator, press, public relations, super lady, ultra power.
Ruler of the universe.
Something like that.
As long as it's not supreme overlord, that's taken.
Well, look, with Jake not here, the gerrymandering. Is what you are on your way to combat, which is the reason that you are on the show today.
Can we hear about her event?
Yes. So, as you know, across the country, states are redistricting congressional districts, state House and Senate districts, all across the country. So several weeks ago, the newly elected chair of the Utah Democratic Party, Jim DeBacchus, came to me and said, hey, I want to plan an event. And since, Emily, you live in southern Utah, I think you're the person to plan this event. So I'd like to take a little road trip and go talk to people in southern Utah and explain to them basically why they are going to be screwed by Republicans during this redistricting process.
And not in a good Las Vegas kind of
not in,
way.
No, not in, we're close to Las Vegas, but not that close. So
yes, huh?
So
yes,
what? So what the message is, the message started with, hey, we want to have a southern Utah congressional district. And so
crazy
we,
talk.
So we drew this little map, and it, you know, basically makes this southern Utah district. So we're taking our message on the road. It's a little road show. We're going to 13 different communities, starting in Springville tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, Monday morning, at the Springville Museum of Art. We'll have a little, you know, rah-rah, sis-boom-bah. Then we'll head over the mountain. We'll go to Price.
Will you really have the sis-boom-bah, or are you pretty much going to stop at the rah-rah?
I'm going to try for the sis-boom-bah, because it is me.
All right.
So, and then, you know, Price, we're going to have lunch with Democrats in Price. Then we're going to travel down to Moab, have dinner there, drive across Arizona at Lake Powell, sleep there, and then end up in Kanab.
You guys going into Waweep?
I think we're going through there.
Okay.
And then we'll end up in Kanab on Tuesday morning for breakfast with the Kane County Democrats.
A strange but likable group of people.
And then we'll head up through Mount Carmel, where my family actually is having a big art show event this week.
There's like three buildings in Mount Carmel.
Right, where we're going there.
There's an Indian curio shop. There's a gas station.
Red Bones.
And as I recall, now granted, I haven't been there in about 15 years.
And the
years,
Maynard Dixon Museum of Art is there, so where we're going to go. So, and then we'll head up through Bryce Canyon, Torrey Boulder, up to Richfield, have dinner with the Richfield Democrats. Head over to Delta, have breakfast there the next morning. Then we're going to head down on Wednesday to Cedar City at noon. We'll be doing pizza and politics, where Jim will talk about redistricting and why it's so important that students get engaged now in this process. And then we'll end up in St. George on Thursday morning for our grand finale brunch. Senator Karen Morgan, the minority whip in Utah Senate, is going to talk about redistricting and some other things that are coming up.
What's that name again? Who?
Senator Karen Morgan, the minority whip in the Utah Senate.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember that name.
Remember that name.
Remember that name.
Remember that name. And then we'll sign off at that point. But all along the way, we've got lots of reporters and little local radio stations and things coming to talk and hear the Jim DeBacchus version of why we need to really pay attention in southern Utah, because southern Utah, we're this unique, we're not the Wasatch Front. We have very different needs when it comes to
geographically.
Natural.
You need to not have your water sold to another state.
Well, there's that. And, you know, natural resources, the environment, a lot of issues. When it comes to especially like water rights and water issues, sometimes northern Utah just doesn't get it. They don't get it. So
get what?
You mean sometimes?
For example,
I was being flippant because you said we don't get it, and I said get what? I was having a little joke there at your water expense.
We all agree.
Hey, look, southern Utah.
We're a bunch of clabberasses up here in northern Utah. We get it. We get it.
So that was one.
Forrest said clabberass. What did he say?
Clabberass.
Okay. You want to try it?
Is that like Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice?
There you go. That's four times.
Collabor ass.
Five
That's my
times.
Event.
Wait, there's a listener that said she would donate every time that word got said.
Oh, collabor ass.
We're not going to abuse it. No, slow down. Well, we don't want to burn her monthly budget. She's probably got rent to pay coming up.
I'm never coming back. I had to get my second one in.
Oh, you are coming back.
Oh, good.
I just
I'm
figure
so
you
glad.
Won't. I you won't come back until after the next election cycle is done.
We'll see.
Do my ass. That's
get
what we'll
her
see.
In here.
Oh, right.
It'll be fun.
Right.
We
no.
will, by the time the...
We will interview
Let's
her.
Move on.
Yeah, let's move
on. We'll do it at a remote. I am not dragging an elected official.
Have we mentioned George Soros on this show yet?
George Soros.
Did we get money
Soros,
for that?
Soros. Soros George.
No, but we figure if we say his name enough times that his billionaire super hearing will be able to see us as a piece of the progressive fighting machine and will fund us. Because he funds every Democrat and every progressive and every liberal, according to Fox News. So the worst part is that Fox News will be proved right if George Soros ever sends us a check.
I'm wondering if maybe our strategy isn't working in this really slow kind of chanting clabberassus Soros.
Wow.
Soros
George,
isn't working. We should just start saying, "Chore, do it, do it." Soros!
George, have I mentioned that I'm the gay one on the show?
I don't.
Why?
He's an old billionaire. You're going to frighten him off.
I just wanted to mention it. And you know what? If Shickles Pickles made that work.
Jeff, thank you
then
for letting
George
me plug
Soros
my event.
Can
that
too.
Was very kind.
Hey, if you want more information on that, I don't care what state you live in. You should be paying attention to whatever your legislative process in any state is going through. This is the year after the census. It means that new lines are being drawn. If you're in Texas, Utah, any of these weird red states, there's probably some shenanigans going on. Pay attention. This, and I don't give a shit what Jake Weiniger says.
Clink.
When you look at where these lines get drawn and how you, the voter, are put into categories and cut up and divvied up, redistricting is one of the most important base steps in the democratic process that we have. And if you don't pay attention at this point, you're an idiot.
Right. This is where it all begins. This is where voters choose the representatives. And a lot of times in a lot of states and a lot of areas, we have representatives who are choosing their voters. And that's where it gets really ugly and icky and bad.
And if you
so
live in a state.
You are, if you're one of those millions of people out there that really don't feel like you have a voice, now is your chance. Now is the chance to make that difference, because right now
not already too
you
late.
Have a big voice.
So, you know, go pay attention. But if you want more on this and you want to take a look at what the new Democratic Party in Utah is doing, it's redrocktour.utahdemocrats.org.
Yes.
Redrocktour.utahdemocrats.org.
It's going to be fun. It's 1,100 miles of driving up and down.
Yeah, we're not Delaware. It takes more than 20 minutes to drive across the state.
Well, because you have to go around national parks. You can't necessarily go through them.
Yeah.
Take back Utah.
For now.
I'm going to RV right through
Arches. You'll be able to take your ATV right across soon. They'll have little stations where you can drop off a car.
Well, my four-wheeler look right good up there on top of that arch.
Hey, we have gone so long, and I was totally going to punish everybody that put me in the sunshine yesterday, me. With a 45-minute show, and instead we've gone an hour 40. Thank you once again for tuning in and listening. I would like to continue John's chant that if you've got a few bucks left over in your PayPal account, drop over to theleftshow.com, you know, and throw it our way. The bandwidth on this, honestly, is a ridiculous amount more than I thought it was going to be. I mean, there are a lot of costs involved with the show, and we really need to get out of the studio we're in and get into one that's a little better. We are looking at the development sort of as our team of two new shows that are going to tuck in under the Defenestrated Media Group's sort of network plan. I'll have more announcements for those on the website this week, and hopefully we'll be able to flesh out everything, and we'll have more shows for you to listen to that kind of further the... Not as wacky as us, I don't think. I think they'll be a little tamer, but it's... Being a progressive, being a liberal means protecting family. It means looking out for your neighbor. It means working inside your communities to make sure that, you know what, that your friends and neighbors are okay. It's what we advocate, you know? All the swearing, all the anger, all the jumping up and down, all the making fun of Republicans. There are a few good Republicans out there that actually have a good spirit of community, and they're not worth talking about because then that would be boring. We'd all be sitting around talking about what wonderful people we are. And I'm not doing that. That's no fun for me. So, but this is where we're coming from. This is what we care about. We care about the people around us, you know? And the people around us on a teeny tiny planet like this, if we're not looking out for one another, we're hosed. That's one of the reasons why Republicans make me so bad, is that they take the words of a really, really classy guy, Jesus, and they pervert them and they taint those words, and the Republican Jesus is a dick, and the Republican Jesus is nothing more than a supply-side economic trickle-down Reaganomics, you know, piece of imaginary wonderment that has been bastardized to the point that I worry about my family going to hell the way they worry about me going to hell. And I got a feeling I'm going to be off better. So this is where it's where we're coming from. It's where we're at. We're trying to grow. Please help us out. Yeah. It's just a little bit. George Soros. George Soros.
And you remember our bandwidth.
George.
Our bandwidth increases because we're getting so many new listeners. And thank you for checking us out. It is an awesome way to spend an afternoon. But next time you jump onto eBay, you finish a purchase, you're like me, you have that $2.45 left in your PayPal account. Chuck the rest of it over to The Left Show.
And they do. We've got a hall of heroes right now on theleftshow.com, and our current hero is Denise. She's a great, very, very smart young lady. She's a struggling college-age girl, doesn't have a lot of money, but she donates regularly, small amounts, small donors, making everything up.
Thank you, Denise.
We love Denise. Aside from that, Emily, thank you so much for joining us this week. We know how dangerous this is in a person in your secretive position.
Oh, please. It's not that dangerous.
You know what? The thing is, it's like most people would be like, what the hell are they talking about? There's like 10 people with enough inside baseball they know exactly, and they're laughing their asses off right now.
It's spy kids. And again,
I'll tell you
I've
about it as soon as we hang. But that's it.
Here.
So say goodnight, ladies.
Goodnight.
There is no Kaiser Soze.
I have to assume, since we're not sitting in the same room and I can't gaze upon your beautiful and or handsome visage to gauge your reaction, that if you've made it this far, you may have found something that you like and quite possibly want to hear more of. And I'm very pleased. Thank you very much. Let me make a pitch. The voice of the sane moderate middle, let alone my more progressive liberal leanings, is basically dead in the mainstream media. If you want to hear more progressive voices, or even more rational, pragmatic voices, or even the insane voices that you heard in this program, you have to be a part of making alternative media too popular to ignore. If you take a few seconds and visit www.theleftshow.com and help us cover the cost of this little experiment with a small donation, you'll be doing the right thing at a time when America needs your participation the most. And if you didn't like it, I have absolutely no idea what you're doing listening to this, but if there is something different, if there is something alternative that you do like, try and find a way to support them as well.